From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 16th. Tensions between Israel and Iran don't seem to be easing this morning, as Israel's war cabinet is still discussing its response to Iran's drone and missile attack from this weekend. Iran's president says the smallest action against his country's interests will be met with a, quote, severe, extensive, and painful response. CNN's Nick Robertson is in Jerusalem with more on Israel's potential response.
We know at the moment that the discussion centers around not if Israel will strike back at Iran, but how it will do it, when it will do it, what will be the scope and scale of it. We have no idea what Israel is discussing. The Army Chief of Staff last night told troops, we are looking ahead. There will be a response.
The Biden administration has distanced itself from Israel's plans and making it very clear that it will not be helping or cooperating with any kind of retaliatory attack on Iran.
I'm not in Georgia or Florida or North Carolina campaigning like I should be. This is about election interference. That's all it's about.
That's former President Donald Trump complaining yesterday that his criminal trial in New York is keeping him off the campaign trail. And it's been a slow start to the trial with jury selection after more than half of the first set of 96 potential jurors were dismissed because they said they didn't think they could be fair and impartial. But jury and trial consultant Robert Hirshhorn tells CNN that having this many dismissals is not unusual.
Trump keeps talking about how we can't get a fair trial, and out of the first 96, there were only 50 that was excused. I would have expected more like 75 or 80 that would have said they'd formed an opinion. So he may be saying for the camera he can't get a fair trial, but I think the man can.
Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Aid agencies are warning that Sudan is teetering on the edge of collapse, as it faces a humanitarian crisis that's largely being ignored by the rest of the world. It's a year this week that fighting broke out between the country's military and a paramilitary group, which Doctors Without Borders says has led to nearly 8.5 million people being forced to flee their homes, 2 million of those being under the age of 5. And the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights warns that nearly 18 million people, 14 million of them children, are at risk of not having enough to eat. But despite these figures, the aid group Islamic Relief says only 5% of this year's humanitarian response plan for Sudan have been funded so far. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on a case involving a former police officer who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. And it could potentially affect federal charges against hundreds of other people involved that day, including former President Donald Trump. Prosecutors argue a 2002 federal law prohibiting obstruction of official proceedings applies to the breach of the Capitol, which interrupted Congress's counting of ballots to certify the 2020 presidential election. The court's decision could affect the Justice Department's approach to the case and possibly Trump's other legal battles. Coming up, controversy after what looks like some runners moving aside so another could win. A Chinese runner's win at the Beijing Half Marathon is facing a probe after video shows what looks like three of his rivals stepping aside for him. A video clip from just before the finishing line shows a Kenyan runner gesturing to China's He Jie to move ahead. He, who's broken China's marathon record twice in the past 2 years, told reporters after the race that he, quote, was not in my best competitive state, but didn't address a controversial finish. Local officials say they're investigating. That's all for now, and you can watch CNN 5 Things on Max, where Kate Baldwin gives you five more essential stories to start your day. Weekdays at 7 a.m. Eastern.